This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
I think it's them two and then a bunch of others.
Sports Radio 610, Houston Texans breaking news.
All right, what's the breaking news you got, Tyler?
Well, boys, the Friday injury report for the Houston Texans, it just dropped. So we have some information to give to the people. Texans that are going to be out officially for Week 7 at Lambeau Field. You just mentioned this guy, amongst many others, Azeez Alshire. He is going to be out versus the Packers. Kamari Lassiter officially out for Week 7. Henry Toa with that concussion, he is going to be out. Jimmy Ward out. And Robert Woods, the veteran receiver, he is going to be out. Two questionables. That is going to be Fadakasi and Steven Sims.
Where the hell Steven Sims slide into the... When did he get on the injury report?
Must have had a tough practice on Thursday.
It says he's got a back. He's got a back and didn't practice today. Wow. Okay. Well, Delshon Phillips has no designation, so he was a full participant today. He'll go. Joe Mixon as well. He'll go. He was a full participant today. I forget about Robert Woods. That means that that John Metchie will be running cardio and wind sprints again this week on the field on Sunday against the Packers. So. That's a lot, man. Alshire, Lassiter, and Henry Toa, Jimmy Ward. Those are four starters on your defense that's going to be out. And then Robert Woods, who had taken over the punt return duties and was that other receiver when you have Nico out. So now you got Nico Collins and Robert Woods out of this game. So so that goes along the lines of what we were talking about, Clint. If they're able to pull this off now, this is a little bit more definitive. They're able to pull this off with those guys out.
Yeah.
You got to look at them differently because we know that they're like this isn't the best version of the Texans.
Right.
We know going into Sunday it's not, and the Packers don't seem to have any real major injuries right now that we know of that'll have them out. Not especially not to the tune of like a Nico Collins or their linebacking core completely out. And so even more with that news, Clint, I'm with you. Right now, the Texans feel like to me that they are a year away. That's what it feels like to me, right? Like you could see them getting there, maybe getting to an AFC Championship game, and if things fell the right way. But right now, they feel like they are a year away from really being right there with the Chiefs, the Ravens, the Lions, and the Niners, right? That's the feel to me. If they walk in without not being at their best with, you know, we're looking at six, seven starters missing.
Yeah.
Not at their best. And they walk into Lambeau and beat Green Bay. To me, I have to put them in the Ravens, in the Lions. I would have to put them in that category. I would have to put them right there. And it would be hard to see anything that would sway them coming off of that unless they just went on some sort of a losing streak.
Yeah.
And they just look completely differently or an injury. This, to me, would change a lot. I think it would put C.J. Stroud at the top of the MVP race if they go in there and he beats Jordan Love and beats that Green Bay Packers team with the short hand group that he'd be going out there with.
God bless, brother.
This, to me, would completely change the conversation for me around the Houston Texans if they walked into Lambeau to win this game.
Yeah, look, I think all things considered, it definitely changes the perception, if you will, the expectations for the Texans. I still would not put them – I mean, unless they just go out there and dominate, I still would not put them in the Baltimore Ravens and Kansas City Chiefs. But they would definitely be nipping at their heels, man. They would be a solid third best team in the AFC right now for me.
From the text line here, I walk away thinking on to Indy, if they lose, still thinking the same. They just need to put their heads down and keep working. If the Texans beat the Packers, I'll walk away thinking that Nick Caserio has built a great squad with starters and, of course, backups to be able to overcome having four starters out. Hell, it's more than four starters. But, no, yeah, that's another thing. With the depth that they would have and the depth they would have shown that they can go to, missing there, that's a big deal.
Well, this is again we've talked about this. I think this is going to be the case anyway, but it's magnified times 10 given how many guys on the defense side of the football are out there. This is likely to turn into a shootout, in any shootout I really like the Texans. Even with Nico, I really like them with Nico. But without Nico, you still got plenty of firepower. I think you're playing to the strengths of your team, ultimately, in a shootout situation. I trust C.J. Stroud to make fewer mistakes. I trust the explosive weapons that we have to go out and make plays in crunch time. I trust our kicker. I know they're going to be outdoors, a little different elements, but I trust our kicker. And so in a shootout situation, it's hard for me to really comfortable with C.J. Stroud, bro. So, it definitely is a narrative changer for the Texans, for sure.
Yeah, it's a deal of, yo, man, like, they're not fazed. They're not fazed by anything if they can pull this thing.
Ron, it just goes back to, you know, the championship-caliber teams, right? I mean, like – there's several things, obviously, that indicate that a team is there, but I don't think anything's more powerful than being able to overcome injuries. I mean, obviously, you know, we talk about a lot of times you got to have the quarterback. Your polos on the sideline have to be weapons, both of them. You have to have explosive weapons. You have to have an identity that you believe in. It doesn't change every week. It's some level of an identity that you believe in. And those things are all true, and those are things that we find ourselves talking about because they're sexier. But in reality, if you're a football team that's established yourself as, let's say, a top 10 NFL team, and then all of a sudden you show that you have the ability to overcome, like, ridiculous injuries, 6-7 starters, key starters, leaders, impact players, most productive guys in the NFL, not just on your team, in Nico Collins. If you can overcome that, I just don't know how much more convincing of a week you could have as a team to be these dudes have arrived.
Yeah, yeah. If the Texans win Sunday against Green Bay, they will officially be the most resilient bunch of mofos in the league, and will have us wondering how good they can and will be once they get everyone back. Yeah, that to the point you made there, like, when you say contender championship mindset, like, this, they potentially won't face adversity like this again, and they'll believe in what they have, because you've got all pro, like Nico Collins is playing at an all pro level, right?
Yeah,
Azeez is playing at a Pro Bowl type level, right? Like those are big time guys that you're missing, and they won't be fazed with that if they're able to pull that off. So interesting there. Thanks for the breaking news there, Tyler. As he lets us know.
You're
some
very
of the guys
welcome.
That are going to be out. All right, Clint, when it comes to this, and I know you've watched Green Bay and seen them a little bit, and obviously you know the Texans have seen all those games.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.